Tuesday, 7:19 p.m.
I know I said I wouldn't bang on too much about the great events of Chaos 2007, an event even the usually unimpressible Southampton Evening Herald admitted completely lived up to its name. However, there is one aspect of the whole affair that I feel would be of interest even to the legions of readers of my blog who aren't aficionados of the wargaming game of wargaming, but simply enjoy living their underwhelming lives vicariously through me as I surf Southampton's cutting edge. Comrades, I refer to the appearance of Lady Wargamers. To date, for reasons neither I nor my colleagues in Warkstriff have been able to fathom, it's been taken as read that the recreation of Total War with pewter figurines on a baize-covered table is an exclusively male pursuit. The scramble by my colleagues to ingratiate themselves with the eight incumbents of Quatre Bras, for such was their society named, was clumsy, to say the least. And I fear Dave Ankers' invitation to participate in a witch-ducking ceremony wasn't received in the spirit in which I believed he meant it. I, however, managed to retain my usual sang-froid. Indeed, I believe that my enigmatic and capable persona made quite an impact on one or two of the ladies, particularly their captain, Victoria. Victoria, I suppose. A stocky but not unattractive filly who looked on with what can only be called a sort of bewildered awe as I dealt, in my position of camp farrier, with a rather unfortunate equine incident during the convention's closing spectacular. Yes, it was a rather nasty business, that, but such is war, and my coolness under pressure can't have failed to impress. I wonder where she is now. Is she thinking about me? Oh, well, such is the lot of the warrior. Well, a lot of them, anyway.